Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Right. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome
to a surprise bonus episode.
You didn't think you'd hear from us this quick, huh?
I know, we just missed you that much.
So much. Actually, I went and got my hair done, and my stylist gave us a really good idea for an episode. So
we're here to do that idea.
What up? And it just so happened that today is also the day where you've probably seen it on all your feeds. Spotify is doing their wrapped up thing, so everyone's posting all the songs and people they listen to, which also I have to laugh. I don't do Spotify. I do Apple Music. And Apple has finally started to get on board and does this, and it shows you like who you listen to the most and whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to guess who my number one artist is?
Harry Styles.
Isn't this shocking? He's like 11th or 12th.
What?
I know. When I saw that, I was like, this seems wrong, but no.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Taylor Swift is my number one, but then it's really hilarious because my top album and my top song are not by Taylor Swift. I would have you guess, but I don't even think you know him. Niall Horan.
Oh, the One Direction guy.
Yes. Okay. So Harry's counterpart. But his new album is my most played album. Uh-huh. And the show is my most played song. And I was like, that tracks. But then I was like, but how is Taylor Swift my most listened to artist? If Niall's song is my most played.
How interesting.
But anyways,
cumulative.
Yes. But Spotify does this handy dandy thing for us where it wraps us and shows us some of our, what is it called? Can you think of what I'm trying to say? Shoot, guys.
Shows us.
Our.
Wrap up.
Yeah. Nope. There's a specific word I'm looking for and I can't even think of it. It's out the window. But anyways, it tells us different information about what you guys have been doing with our podcast. And honestly, it's pretty amazing this year. I'm kind of blown away. I don't know about you, Allie.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Yes. So it starts by telling us in 2023, people were really, really feeling what you do. Are you guys feeling it?
Yes.
I was going to wait for you to answer. And I was like, I hope she answers soon. So the first thing it tells us, ready? Let's take it from the top.
We're going to read you every slide because we're so proud of ourselves. Oh, it follows your little mouse.
Mm-hmm.
How cute.
So our top episode does not surprise me. It's our interview with Matthew Logan.
Yes. Great episode. Go listen.
Appreciate it. Matt was great.
Yeah. It was so fun.
It really was. We were so nervous, and then it was like probably my favorite experience.
I know. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was streamed 990% more than our average episode.
Woo! That one doesn't make me feel as great.
But
to have a celebrity on there.
I know. And then, how does it feel to have gone global?
Great.
We were streamed in 8 countries.
Wow. The
United States was our top country with 90% of our streams.
Makes sense.
Thanks, guys. That's where we're from, so that makes sense. Our listeners have good taste. This actually just tells us that what they're into, which I love. Number one is comedy. Number two, true crime. Nice. Where are my peeps at? Who listens to my favorite murder? And number three is society and culture. What is that even? I don't know.
She's so proud of you guys and loving you, and then like, why are you listening to this?
Well, no, society and culture, does that fit with us? No.
My guess is it sounds like pop culture is what I go with.
Maybe. Me, I'm thinking like, this is where society is. This is our culture.
I mean, maybe.
And we suck. And then it tells us music genres. I'm like, why?
Thanks for listening to pop guys and rock and contemporary country. Good taste.
But this is what impressed me. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you because you guys have shared our podcast, like direct link, Instagram, through text. I'm like, what?
Wow, y'all texted about us.
You actually listened to us tell you to share?
Right. And you were like, this is a really good episode. I'm going to send it to my friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you look at the one that I sent where it said which one is our most shared?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh. You want to guess what episode is our most shared episode?
It's not the Matt one?
Uh-uh. I just licked my mic.
Our first episode?
No. It's really funny.
Which one?
You're done guessing?
Oh.
It's actually an episode that you were quite surprised by the movie and that you liked it. And it's one of my favorites.
Oh, Twilight?
No.
Oh.
That I would have.
Oh, wait. I knew I liked the one movie.
Over the Moon. Yeah.
Or didn't like the movie. I liked the book.
No, it's one that you even were able to watch with your kids. And you didn't think you were going to like it.
And I watched it with my kids. Fantastic mm-hmm. Mr. Fox.
That is our most shared episode.
Wow. What?
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, right there. There. In fact, your most shared episode was Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah. But I sit here and tell you guys to share. And I really don't think anyone's going to share it. So thank you guys for sharing it. Also, thank you for sharing the Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's one of my favorite episodes because I love that movie.
Sure. It was fine.
Also, y'all have been rating us and we've only been getting 5 stars. So thanks for that.
Only. Just be like, we've been getting 5 stars.
We've been getting 5 stars, guys. Thanks. Are you a gardener? Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year. We've gotten 420% more listeners, 252% more streams, 385% more followers, and we have created for 200% more than we did last year.
Woohoo!
Doesn't feel like it.
No.
Especially with the mini-sodes. And then, for 28 fans... You guys, we are apparently a top podcast or in your top 10 podcasts.
Look at that.
Which blows my mind.
Yep.
And then for 5 of you. Oh, wait. No,
for 22 of you.
We are the top 5.
Whoa. What happened to those other 6 people? What the heck? We're not good enough to be your top 5.
Whereas me, I'm like, thank you guys. Thank you, 22 people.
Just kidding.
And then, drum roll, please. We're the number one podcast for 5 of you. So, woohoo! Thank you.
5. Okay, then where'd all my, what is that? 19, that's 22 minus 5. 17. Where'd the rest of the 17 go?
I don't know. But hey.
I'm looking at you.
Those 5 of you, thank you.
Yeah, you rock.
We appreciate you. And you top fans, you listen to 1.4 times more of our episodes than other listeners.
Wow.
Look at what it's doing with our logo.
That was weird.
That's funny. And 80% of you joined us this year. So look, thank you for that. We appreciate you.
2023. Way to go.
And yeah, that's it. We'll make a post. We'll show you these statistics. Awesome. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, those awesome slides we got going on here.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. We can't wait to see what next year has in store for us.
Should be fun.
Yeah. And then the idea that my hairstylist came up with that was so brilliant that I was like, how was this not something that I thought of earlier? But Allie did think of it earlier. We just didn't know how to do this with the studios and the strike and everything. Mm-hmm. So, when was it? What, the 28th of October?
It was.
28th of October, we lost a real one, guys.
I'm still so sad.
It's hard for me to watch Friends.
I know.
Like, I watch it and it breaks my heart. For those of you who do not know, Matthew Perry passed away, unfortunately. Very, very sadly, especially since I've shared with you all how I literally based my basically my personality off of his character.
No, it's just so sad. I remember we were at our Halloween party, our little friend's Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends comes in, he's like, all right, everybody raise your glass, R.I.P. Matthew Perry. And it didn't really click to me.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry, I know that name. Why do I know that name? And then I was like, and I just was devastated. I got on my phone. I was like, he must be lying. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, what's funny is at my Halloween party that I was at, I'm sitting here trying to be host. We just start the like scavenger hunt and I get a text from Lexi and it's, did you see that Chandler died? And I was like, the fuck, you're lying. I then start Googling because I'm like, obviously she like fell for some clickbait or whatever. Like, I got to go figure this out. And then I get a text from Sierra, from Amy, from like million other people. People who I haven't even talked to in years text me knowing that I'm going to be affected by this. And that's when I realized, I'm like, oh, crap. I need to just focus on this little scavenger hunt that I'm doing and not
start feel sobbing.
My emotions right now. So that was a hard day for me.
Yeah. So we didn't know how to bring, we wanted to bring him up and honor him because he's been such a big part of our lives, but with the studios we couldn't. So we're doing that now.
Yes. I also, it even breaks my heart even more because I just, in the summer, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it was spring.
No, it was summer because you did it for the summer reading program challenge.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer, I listened to Matthew Perry's autobiography, and learning everything about his life just made me feel even more for him. Like, I had seen on Facebook groups, I'm in friends' Facebook groups, and a lot of people were like, I just read Matthew Perry's book, and now it kind of like makes me see the show in a different way, and I can't watch it anymore, and like it ruined the show for them. But for me, it just broke my heart even more because he talks about how each season you can tell what he was addicted to at mm-hmm. the point in time, whether it was his pills or his alcohol,
mm-hmm.
based on how he looks. And he talks about how he literally was like just waking up still drunk or messed up on his pills and getting even more drunk, and how the rest of the cast is like, Maddie, you gotta slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, the thing that kills me is he talked about how badly he wanted to be a dad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was like, that's my one goal in life right now, is to be able to settle down and have a kid. Like, if I can find someone that loves me enough. And he talks about all of his heartbreaks. And he, ironically, when his girlfriend that got away, her name is Rachel.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that he also really hardcore tried to date Jen?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not.
And she was like, nah, we just got to be friends. And he kept, like, crushing him. So it was really sad.
Yeah. I know, I have to read it. A listener, John. You
not my John.
Not Breeze John. He got me the book, and I haven't been able to sit down with my crazy kids yet and read it.
I really liked listening. The reason why I listened to this audiobook was because for the library summer reading program, you were supposed to listen to it was just supposed to be a book written by the author that was read by the author.
Right.
Written by the author. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. Read by the author that it was written by. And it took me a hot minute. I was like, I don't know what book I'm going to listen to. And then I was like, oh, I know the exact book I'm going to listen to. And I started it. And at first I was nervous about it. I was like, ooh, scary. And then it's scary just because of what I had read in the Facebook groups.
Right.
But then I listened to it. I think it took me maybe 3 days because I only listen to it when I'm driving. So I wasn't about to drive all day, but I blazed through it, and it made me love him even more. I was like, you, hands down, you've had your struggles. I understand why you've had your struggles. Also, I don't think I ever told you this. I found out that his father-in-law is Keith Morrison, who is the guy from Dateline.
Oh.
And he has a true crime podcast that I just found out about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he's basically a true crime god. And so when he started talking about that and he said that his mom found love with him, I was like, hold on. You grew up with this guy?
So it's his stepdad.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just still so sad.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
And there's just so many lines now in Friends that, like, it just, like, kind of gets at you,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, there was, you know, all a bunch of TikTok compilations and everything, right, of, like, episodes that just hit different mm-hmm. now. Because it's, like, one of them is, like, when he's, like, when I go, the only thing that'll be left is, like, my aspirin on this chair in one of the episodes where he feels like he's not worth a lot. And it's like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Or then, I don't know. There was a couple other ones too. Oh yeah. This one's more funny, but sad at the same time. When they're doing their engagement pictures, Monica and Chandler. And she's like, this is actually really sad. Because her line is like, it's supposed to be happily couple engaged, not local woman saves drowning moron. And it's like, he drowned, you guys. And I'm like,
oh, that's so sad.
Oh, all these lines now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Did they release the autopsy? Did they find out really what happened? I don't know. I have not looked up.
I haven't either because I didn't want to crush my heart.
Right. They did say it wasn't foul play. There was no drugs or alcohol involved from the first thing I heard. But
his toxicology reports came back clean.
Good. Good. My mom's theory is that, like, he had a heart attack or something. Because his organs were not doing good from all the years, right?
Mm-hmm. So, well, he talks about in the book how... Well, first off, every time he got off the pills, he went through hardcore, really bad withdrawals where he ended up at the hospital all the time. But then he went into the hospital for one of his organs. I can't remember. And he had to have a really big surgery and he thought he was going to die then.
Right. Because my mom was telling me about that. It's like a you don't survive this surgery mm-hmm. type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. or this whatever happened.
Oh, and he like went into a coma and everything yes. too. Mm-hmm.
But he survived. So he's like, I got to do something with this. And so then he just became like he was the emblem of when your life freaking sucks, you can make it out of it. And that was what he preached. And he just seemed like such a good guy.
Ooh, apparently his cause of death has been deferred, which means that it's yet to be determined.
We might never know, but.
Yeah. I know. I just think it's sad.
Other than Friends.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that he's been in that you love?
Sierra made me watch Fools Rush In because that's one of her favorite movies.
Uh-huh.
And at first I was like, it's just going to be a cheesy 90s movie with Matthew Perry. Mm-hmm. But then I watched it and oh my God, I love that movie so much. It's a good one. If you haven't seen it.
I have not.
You need to watch it. It's good.
He
talks a lot about filming that too.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Whole Nine Yards.
That's a good one.
But it was that they lost a bet because he was like, one of them said it's going to break certain records at opening weekend. And the other one's like, no. I think it was Bruce Willis thought it would. And Matthew Perry's like, no. And so.
No. Vice versa.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Bruce was like, this is a dumb movie. And the sad thing about that bet was it was more so Matthew wanted to be a movie star. Matthew wanted it to do good. And he was like, yes. And that's why they ended up doing the sequel. And then he was a dick on the set. And so then it was done. It's actually really sad, this whole series.
That's sad. But I found out that Bruce Willis donated all his money. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
from being on Friends. Sorry, I should finish my sentence. He donated his money, his paycheck from Friends. And he was on it quite a bit.
Yeah, he was.
He was in an episode of The Simpsons.
Math?
Oh, he played himself. Just kidding. Well, I mean, yes, he was, but he played himself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's kind of sad because a lot of his movies, you then realize it was almost like being on Friends wasn't enough for him and he wanted more.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he overloaded himself and then he went and was basically not sober the whole time.
And sad.
Was living it up. Yeah.
I'm glad that they got to do the reunion, though. The Friends reunion all this.
Yeah, that would have been even more sad.
Oh, yeah, did you ever watch his Mr. Sunshine show?
No. I actually, it made me really sad. When I was living in LA, I'm actually glad you made me remember this because I would have totally spaced and then kicked myself later. When I was living in LA, I watched quite a few episodes of Melissa and Joey get recorded.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a fun experience. So I kept wanting to go watch a bunch of other live studio audience ones. And Matthew Perry was doing The Odd Couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was so excited. I was like, yes, I'm going to go see it. Especially since I had seen a bunch of behind the scenes footage of everyone on the Friends set. And he was so always lively and having fun with people. Well, I also then came to find out from his book that basically at this point in time he was relapsing and was trying to keep his shit together for the show, but he just was not in a good headspace. But he, watching him live at that recording almost made me not a fan. He was so didn't seem nice. He didn't a bunch of fans in the audience kept hi Maddie. He ignored them all.
Wow.
And I swear every time they would stop to have him do a different joke or something, he was always just kind of a dick about it. And I was like, what the heck? And even afterwards, me and Amy had gone, and on our drive home, we were like, that was kind of weird. That didn't seem like the Matthew Perry that we see on Friends or in those behind the scenes. What is up? Come to find out he was on drugs and was not happy with life and wanted to basically achieve the fame that he had gotten from Friends because he didn't want to just be known for Friends. No. That's the other thing that kills me. He didn't want to just be known for Friends, and then guess what? That's all he's gonna get known for.
I know. But he was so good on it. Mm-hmm. He could have been known for a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also it was supposed to be his buddy's role, his roommate.
Oh.
Yeah, his roommate was who got the, script for it to audition. And then Matt helped him read lines for it. Uh-huh. And he was like, oh, I want this role. But then he was like, ooh, that's a dick move. But then his buddy got a different show that was going to offer him more. And so Matt was like, okay, I'm going in.
Dude, I bet his buddy's pissed. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, because I could have been on that show.
Yeah, especially since the other show
flopped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I also found out that he's best friends with the guy who plays David. I almost called him Mike. That would have been funny.
Oh, how funny.
Phoebe's Russian scientist.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
And I love him because he that's why Matt was on a episode of Simpsons, because Hank, who is David, he voices so many people on The Simpsons. I can't even list them all for you. Yeah.
Oh, how funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, the book's very insightful. I loved it a lot. Made me love him even more. That made it even sadder when he died for me.
I know. He's definitely going to be one of the deaths that I know right where I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it sucks too, because obviously you're always like, oh man, all these people are going to probably go before I go and it's going to be so sad. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that the Friends cast were going to go when I was 30.
I know, we're their age, basically, when they were filming. That's gross to think about. I'm like, oh, that old. But, But we wanted to give him his own little
proper in memoriam.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we hope we didn't bum you out during this holiday season.
Yeah.
So we planned this release pretty good.
So good. I didn't even think about that. Go watch Friends. It'll make you even more sad. I was going to say it'll cheer you up, but it won't.
It might cheer you up, but then you'll feel sad because you're like, this isn't what he only wanted to be known by. And then you'll feel guilty for watching it. So go watch one of his other movies.
Yeah. Go watch Fools Rush In, guys. I love that one.
I might have to.
It's a really cute movie.
It looks cute from the little poster.
Yeah. Preview. And they play the song that everyone loves to play at weddings. Wise man said, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Yeah.
Did not play that at my wedding.
Good. Yep. I think it's very cliche.
I'm going to request it at your wedding.
Please don't. I'll go to the DJ. Turn it off. No.
Oh my gosh.
Or I'll just be drunk and like, yeah.
Party.
Matthew Perry. He's MVP.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay. Well, all right, guys.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
And we'll see you.
Yeah, coming up season two, three, four. Three, four. Right?
Three, four.
Three, four. Season
three, four.
January 1st. See you there. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.